She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 194, part 5 of a 6-part series, What to Expect When You Quit Your Job and Take the Leap, My Friend.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
All right, friends, welcome back to another solo cast, part 5 of the 6-part series. And today's episode, I am sharing everything about what to expect when you quit your job and take the leap. And before we get into today's episode, this is just a friendly reminder that if you are thinking about coming to the She Did It Her Way Summit, which you definitely should be there if you want to start a business or quit your job. I'm so excited. We have people coming in from San Francisco, the West Coast, all the way to the East Coast in New York. And I am so much energy coming through and just in awe about all these people taking action on their goals. So make sure if you're thinking about coming, head on over to She Did It Her Way podcast/summit and get your ticket before early bird pricing ends on September 30th, or if we sell out of early bird pricing before that. So again, it's $197 for an early general admission ticket, and you can bring a friend for $100 all the way up until September 30th. On October 1st, prices go up to $397 and bring a friend goes away. So definitely, if you are contemplating or you're wondering if it's going to be worth it, I promise you it is. These are all the topics and things that I wish I knew when I was starting my business, and topics that through the interviews that I've done with these female entrepreneurs on the podcast have come up time and time again about things that they wish they knew. Plus, we all know that part of starting a business can be scary as, you know, AF, whatever. It's crazy. Scary as fudge. Right? Well, don't go it alone and come and find community, come find meet other people who are doing the same thing, and then also get coached by women who have had businesses for 5, 7, 10 years that can help you break through some of the thought processes that maybe are stalling you. I promise you it'll be worth it. So make sure you head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com/summit to purchase your ticket before we sell out or before early bird GA goes away. Whew, okay, that was a lot of energy. Now for today's episode. So the biggest thing here about today's episode solo cast is to remember that everyone's journey is different. For some of you, when you walk in and you take the leap with your employer, you could have a sense of calm come over you or excitement. And for others, it might be something like, oh my God, what did I just do? I like to call them OSMs, they're oh shit moments. And that is okay, because those feelings are totally normal. So everyone has a different journey, so be patient with yours. One thing that I've noticed is that the journey of an entrepreneur in the first year is different from that of the second year, the third year, and so on and so on. So if you can get through the first couple of years, have a strategic plan, and surround yourself with the right people, you can continue growing your business long term. And so for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to walk you through some of your first year potential woes. So let's start from the moment that you decide that you are quitting your job to actually doing it, aka what I call the leap. So in the beginning of this phase, you might find yourself teetering back and forth. Even though you're more confident than you've ever been about taking the leap and making your business full time, there is still that bit of hesitation. I say this is totally normal. You experience that in that sliver of moment. But you are more confident on making the decision and taking the leap than you've ever been. But having some little residue of hesitation is completely normal. But again, you might not have any hesitation, and that's cool too. This could also be an emotional time, especially if you enjoy working with your coworkers and have formed bonds with them over the years or months you've been there. When I worked at Target, I knew for me that walking in, one thing Target is amazing at is they hire really good, like awesome people, people who you bond with, people who you laugh with, they become your best friends. And so when I left Target, one of the fears was, oh my gosh, am I ever going to see these people again? And the answer is yes. If you want to see them again, you make time for them. Two of the gals that I met while I was working at Target are still my best friends today. They live in Minneapolis now, and we make frequent trips to see each other. So you will still keep that bond there. But again, recognize that yes, it might be a tough emotional time, but it is okay. Short-term quote unquote pain for long-term gain is the name of the game. And that's what you do throughout your life. And it happens in business all the time. So, which again, it is equally important to surround yourself with the right group of people during this entire process. I remember the day I went in and gave my 2 weeks to Target. It was like ripping a Band-Aid off, took only about a whole 20 minutes. And as I walked out to my car in the parking lot, I couldn't help but smile in excitement about the next adventure that I had in front of me, which at that time I went from Target to Wells Fargo as a recruiter through a third-party agency. And I talk about this as being my bridge job. That job, going from Target to Wells Fargo, allowed me to get 20 to 25 hours back to my life. It was way less intense. I wasn't using or zapping as much energy as I was when I was managing people at Target, and I had more of an independent individual contributor role, which has allowed me to focus on the things that I wanted to do and gave me so much more time back to my schedule and allowed me to actually invest and put in the 2, 3, 4 hours a day before and after work to work on my business, to really figure out what I wanted to do and to read the books that I wanted to do. Whew, okay. I just get so excited. I need to remind myself to take a breath on this stuff. But where I could figure out, again, going to Wells Fargo was a place where I could figure out what exactly it is that I wanted to do. Also, in this phase, it's important to make sure that you're in the right mindset. So go in with confidence when you give your 2 weeks, or you say you're leaving, you're quitting. Go in with confidence and have a figure out mentality. I say this because sometimes it can be a lot of pressure for a person, but it is necessary. It is necessary to have a figure it out mentality, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, because if you give yourself an option of failure or an out, then really what is your driving force to succeed? And it's like having no option to fail. A really great example and a mindset shift about this is called burning the boats. You can Google it, you can read about the story, but it all encompasses the fact that it was the year of 1519 and Hernan Cortez, with only 600 Spaniards, 16 or so horses, and 11 boats, had landed on a vast inland plateau called Mexico today. And as they set out to take over Mexico at this time in the period of life in 1519, they were up against others that had a stronger regime, a stronger army. They were outnumbered. His army was outnumbered 5-1. And as he gathered his 600 people with the horses and they came on land, he looked at them and said, "Burn the boats." And the idea behind that is that there's no going back. We have no option but to win this war and what we're after. And so thinking about that in our daily life, not giving ourselves an out, not playing small and saying, where can I burn the boats in my business in a way that forces me to only have the option of succeeding, to have that driving force. So where can you burn the boats? And now, for the first few days, weeks, and months when you're on your own, oh my gosh, this is like a whole slew of like up and downs. But what I want to share these because that way, again, if you encounter them or you know that what to expect, then it's not going to be as scary when it may or may not happen, right? So now that you are on your own and you can control your schedule, what time you wake up in the morning, what time you do your work, when you work out, everything, there can be a sense of guilt. I remember in the beginning, I was feeling guilty because I could attend a cycling class at 10:30 in the morning when majority of the people that I knew were quote unquote stuck at their desks and could not step away. And this was really hard for me. When I moved, this was when after I left Wells Fargo and I started doing independent contracting work, a lot of the projects that I worked on, I either wouldn't fly out till late Monday afternoon or I'd fly out early Tuesday. So I would have all of Monday to essentially do like whatever I wanted to do. And I remember like waking up in the morning and feeling like I wasn't productive enough or feeling very guilty because I could go to a spin class at 10:30 or I could watch an episode of TV, what I wanted to do. And what I learned through that process is that you cannot let another person's experience and choice dictate your future and freedom. So keep in mind that those that are still at their desk willingly and assuming that they are not happy have the same ability to make a choice in their life to change it just like you did, my friend. So you, my friend, made that tough decision to change yours, and the reward is that you indeed get to make your schedule what you want, to work the hours you're most productive, seek out that workout class during the day when you have the most energy, and choose the vacation during the week and then work on the weekends if you want. You made that tough decision to take risk and to go out on your own. Now, encompassing immediately following up to that is that through the process of going out on your own, you might find yourself lacking a routine. So the catch 22 is that because you work for yourself, you can create the schedule you want. My advice is before you actually take the leap, outline a routine for yourself. What time are you going to wake up, go to bed, work out, check emails, do the actual work in your business, set aside time for networking, all that stuff. Now, a trend that I have noticed from people that they do this once they quit their job is that they give themselves a dead week where they take an entire week off to do whatever they want, to reset, to adjust. And if you're able to do that and want to do that, great. But if not, that's cool too. I did not take any sort of dead week off in between my transitions based on client demand. I left Target and I left Target on a Friday and I started at Wells Fargo the following Monday. When I left Wells Fargo, I took my last day on Friday and then was hopping a flight to San Diego the following Monday. And so it's all going to be based on personal experience and what your schedule allows you to do. So in the beginning though, I struggled to stay productive because I didn't have a routine or a list of things that I needed to get done. I did whatever I felt like doing. And while now a handful of years into this thing called entrepreneurship, I have found the balance of pushing through what needs to get done, even though I may not feel like doing it, and still yet recognizing the times when I need to deviate from the routine for the sake of productivity. So for example, if I've been going hard 4 days in a row, following a really regimented routine, being productive, getting things done, moving business forward, and Friday comes and I have a list of things and a routine that I need to get done, I might say, you know what? It might be more productive for me to step away, to get space, to get outside, get clarity, and spend 2 to 3 hours outside running, walking, grabbing a coffee and reading, to then go back to my desk later in the afternoon to do some work and then maybe reschedule it and do some work Saturday mornings, which, weirdly and oddly enough, I love waking up early on Saturday mornings because it's like my peaceful time. And so I still do my routine and then I'll spend some time doing stuff for She Did It Her Way, like creative content, because that's the time where I feel like my brain can actually think, where during the week, sometimes it's like this underlying pressure current to like, oh, I got to think so hard. So anyway, now I'm getting off task. But that's where I'm saying, like, in the beginning, create a schedule, be really regimented, stick with it, adjust it as need be as you learn and identify ways and times that you are more productive. But if you don't start and you don't have anything to benchmark week one to week two, then you never know. All right, friends, a little break here, a little shout out and thank you to RX Bar. If you guys have been listening, I've shared and spoken about RX Bar on some previous episodes. They are whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients. And there's absolutely no BS. And that's the one thing that I do appreciate about RX Bar is that there's no added sugar, there's no artificial ingredients, and they are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. So I love eating them in the afternoon after I have lunch and it's about 3 p.m. and I'm hungry, but I'm not ready to eat dinner. And my favorite of all is the coconut chocolate because there's these massive chunks of chocolate in them and they're so delicious. So if you've never had them, head on over to rxbar.com/herway and enter the promo code herway at checkout. And they are giving you guys 25% off your first order. So you can either head over there, rxbar.com/herway, or you can just hop on over to the show notes and then all the information is right there and you can click directly. Alrighty. Okay, now back to regular programming. The next thing, a part of like when you quit your job and take the leap, is there is a lot of wondering of am I doing this right? So this is why it's so important to surround yourself with others who are not only going through what you're going through as a new business owner, but also those who have done it before, who are maybe 2, 3, 4 years ahead of you. And while it's great to be a part of a circle that can share the same experiences and feelings in real time of, yes, me too, I feel that way also, you in addition need the people who are ahead of you in the entrepreneurial journey that can say, oh yeah, that's normal. Here's how to overcome it and actually move forward so you can create a plan so that you don't stay stuck in that of whatever place that you're in, you know how to get out. So seek out the mentorship as well. And then you might also feel like not normal and stuck. This is where you become so familiar with your emotions and they become very raw, because when you are in a situation where you are creating your income, where you are driving revenue, where you are thinking the 5 feet in front of you and having to think 500 feet in front of you, when you have to figure out again how to make enough money for your business to pay everything in your business to then also pay you as an employee, because a lot of times if you're in a job where it's a W-2, you just care about your paycheck, or you may only think about your paycheck because you don't actually see the total all revenue coming into the company. Well, as a business owner, you see what's coming into the company, you see what's going out of the company, and you see what you're getting paid for. So it can be an emotional time. It's this mentalness of the survival. And so while entrepreneurship can be extremely emotional period in the beginning, if you let it, or if you're innately an emotional person, and that's okay if you learn how to channel your emotions in a productive manner. So I used to let highs take me so high, but only to fall so low when the lows happen. As I am a very excitable person, and over time and through entrepreneurship, and I believe also maturity as well, learning to channel them in a more productive manner. So still celebrating the small successes and wins along the way, but don't let your emotions zap your energy from going so high to going so low. And in the beginning, it can be a roller coaster ride. So ideally, when you quit your job, though, you would have had your business up and running for 6 to 12 months. So you're past much of the ideation phase and knowing exactly what are the driving forces that produce revenue in your biz. But if you're still figuring it out and tweaking it to iterate into a better product or service, that can be stressful, but totally normal. Validate your revenue model, know how you're going to make money for your business, and what value are you offering to your clients. And your business may grow fast and slow at times, and you may feel like you're stuck, but don't focus on being stuck. Focus on the activities you're doing in your business and how to impact outcomes. I remember back in like a year ago, I was trying out different techniques when it comes to like promoting the podcast, getting the podcast out there. And for a while, for a few, like 2 or 3 weeks, like nothing would happen. The metrics would move and they would listenership would increase. But then it wasn't until like a month and a half later that really the fruits of the labor that I had done really started moving the needle. And so it's just being patient during this time as well. So take what I'm sharing and plan for these things to happen, but in a way where acknowledging that just because I'm saying these things doesn't mean that it's going to happen in your situation. They could, they might not also, but doing the things so that like when you feel guilty, remind yourself that you've earned the ability to make your own schedule. Create the routine before you take the leap. Seek support groups and mentorship, whether it's online or it's in person. Go to meetup.com, go to Eventbrite, go seek out, go to free events, meet other people, and really find that niche of people that you can not only say me too with, but learn from as well. And then really pay attention to your emotions and see how they are impacting your business and how you can harness them in a way to move forward. So again, may not experience all these emotions when you quit your job, but the value is knowing that it is possible to experience these emotions, and how do you plan to get ahead of them so you can either recognize when they do happen or put a plan in place to mitigate them. So I hope you guys enjoyed the solo cast. Next up, we're going to hear from Tess Wicks, who is an OG to She Did It Her Way. And she is going to be talking about some of the things that she's sharing at the summit, which is how to price your service and product for profits. Yeah. Okay, guys, we are with Tess Wicks, who is an OG to She Did It Her Way. She was one of the original gangsters or founding members of She Did It Her Way. And now she is actually going to be speaking at the summit in October. Tess, hello.
Hello, Amanda.
Where are you at right now?
I am currently residing in a suburb of Milan, Italy, just until the end of the month.
Doing your location independent thing. Well, I'm excited to have you at the summit. I would love for you to share a little bit about like what you're doing, and then we'll dive into exactly pricing for profit, what that means, and why it's important.
Yeah. So I have a YouTube channel and a community called Wander Wealthy. And pretty much what I do, I've been called a finance expert, but I really like to see myself as someone who empowers women to make smart financial decisions through education and coaching. And then we also work on various personal development, so goal setting, accountability, and just, you know, getting the guts to do things and travel, because I am a pro traveler, location independent diva. So that's what I talk about in my group, but I have worked with many individual women and business owners on their finances, whether it's business or personal. And I know, being a business owner myself, that pricing in particular can be one of the most difficult things that you do, especially when you're just starting out, because you don't know how much to price your services at, or you feel like an imposter and if you should really even be pricing your services, or if you should give things away for free. So I'm very passionate about it. And I'm also passionate about profitability, because many businesses are actually running their business and kind of living paycheck to paycheck. So you might, you know, meet someone and they might talk about how much revenue they make in a year, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're keeping any of it. So we want to make sure that we are profitable in everything that we do when we are running our business, because that's the entire point. You also need to make sure that you're paying yourself and that you have that profitability cushion so you can feel like you're, you know, making an impact for yourself, and really the work that you do deserves to be recognized. And one way to recognize that is through actually giving yourself a salary and seeing the profit on top. So the way that I work when I work with my clients is I help them price their services, including the profitability, into the equation. And I like to call it rational pricing, because the hardest thing is you might say your price when you are working with a client and, you know, or you're trying to sell to a client, a potential client, and you'll say your price and then you kind of hold your breath and you're like, oh, is that really, you know, what if they ask me about it, which they never do. But if they ever did, you want to be able to rationalize that in your mind, at least, so you can be confident in that pricing conversation. So I have kind of a rule of thumb, basic formula to follow, and I'm going to be kind of sharing that, because I believe that we should be charging for what our services and our products are worth, and also be paying ourselves for our time and seeing profit throughout it all.
Yeah, I know. I like, one of the things that I loved that you had experience with one of your clients was just really backing into like a service based and understanding that, or even from my experience with consulting or training development, similar things that we might do or have done in the past too, is even though you say that you get paid for X amount, when you really back into it and you factor in like the times of preps or like the hours of prepping, it actually breaks it down to a lesser hour. So then it causes you to reflect and actually say, well, then how much should I be pricing it, and gives you that confidence. So, well, I'm excited to have you walk us through your formula and share that with us at the summit.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to be with you there.
Yeah. And then share with our listeners how they can interact with you and different types of groups that you have going on.
Yeah. So you can see all of my content. It's mainly personal finance content, but I think it's good for everybody. I have a YouTube channel called Wander Wealthy. And you can also, if you want to get in on the action, I have a Facebook group dedicated to women who are in their 20s and 30s who are trying to achieve some big goals and also, you know, make waves in their financial development and personal development. So we hang out in our Facebook group, setting goals, introducing ourselves, and kind of cheering each other on. So wanderwealthy.com/FB is a place where you can kind of get all that information and get your invite.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Tess, we're so excited to have you, and we will see you in October.
Thanks. See you then.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.